the yam is has a lighter color than the sweet.
What do you call little thin skinny onions that you eat just as you pull them up instead of the kind that get fat, you know? The little thin onions. What do you call those?
Well, we call them green onions.
Okay, anything else?
I'm thinking they're in the family of the chive, too.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. On tomatoes, what do you call the kind of tomatoes that never get any bigger than about like this?
I know.
Do you ever call them Tommy Toes or salad tomatoes or cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay. What kind of vegetables would you use in a good soup? Oh yeah, what?
Things would go in soup.
Yeah.
Vegetable soup?
Yeah.
Potato? You want all the basic, some of the things I would put in there?
Yeah, some of the things.
I would put tomatoes, fresh tomatoes or canned tomatoes, potatoes, peas, green peas, corn, carrots, and onion.
What about for something like gumbo? Would you add something else?
Okra.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call that kind of fruit that grows down in South Texas? It's about this big round usually. It's not grapefruit, but it's...
orange?
Okay, okay. Say that there's a big bowl of oranges standing somewhere, and one day you go to get some and there aren't any left, and you might say, the oranges are what?
All gone.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and what? Get all wrinkled looking, and you say it's...
frizzled up.
Okay, okay. Anything else that you might say?
Withered up.
Okay. Say you've been in the bathtub for too long. Say you read a book in the bathtub, and you look down when you get out, and the skin on your fingers is all what?
Withery looking.
Okay, okay.
I guess leathery too.
Talking about cabbage, you might say, I like these, what?
Cabbage.
Okay, and speaking of the size, you'd say, these, what, are very big?
Cabbage.